What?
Your phone call.
What phone call?
Tiffany, you called me at 4 o'clock this morning.
Seriously?
Yes.
What did I say?
You said there were families of them. You saw them. They really exist.
I said that?
You don't remember?
I thought it was a dream.
Tiffany, what happened?
I think it was one of those in-between dreams where you think you're awake and, you know, you think it's real.
So what did you see?
Some strange things.
Like what?
I don't know if they even had faces. I don't know. That's all I remember.
Okay. Listen, you want to join me for some lunch?
I can't. I can drop you off at the Cafe Lotus.
Great.
There's a big pond filled with lotuses.
Sounds quaint. How's the food?
Well, oh, wait a minute. Here. Try the Cafe Wyan. Food's great.
Oh, okay.
Nani works here.
Nani?
She's Mare's friend.
Oh.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Just you?
Just me.
Is this all right?
I should sit on the floor?
Well, the cushions are very soft.
Sure. Why not? Are you... Are you Nani?
Are you Mr. Jack?
That's right.
Yes. Tiffany, tell me her best friend, Mr. Jack, is coming to Bali.
Oh, you can just call me Jack.
Okay, Jack.
Well, let's see. Well, first, how about a beer? A nice big cold one.
Okay. Bintang, all right?
Yes, fine. And, well, what would you recommend to eat?
Do you like gado gado?
Do I what?
Gado gado.
Afraid I've never met him.
No. Gado gado is with rice, vegetable, peanut sauce, and coconut milk.
Is it hot?
Yes.
Well, sounds good. Gado gado.
You will like. One big beer.
Oh, thanks.
Do you like Bali?
Like they say, Bali makes you happy.
Have you seen the dance?
Not yet.
You must see the legong.
Legong?
It is the most elegant.
Hmm.
And the barong.
The barong?
Yes, the barong is wonderful. You would... Wah, Made! Ben ketemu, Ken kabare?
Aku baik. Itu Jack Vandel di sana?
Iya, saya lagi merangkan ke Bapak Jack tentang tari barong.
Jack?
Care to join me?
Thanks.
A beer?
Okay. Tolong minta bir bintang satu. Sama krecek-krecek yang enak.
Boleh. Terangkan tentang tari barong kepada Bapak Jack ya.
What's that?
Have you seen the barong?
The dance?
The creature.
Now what is the barong?
The barong is a mythical creature.
He is very scary and funny.
Oh, a demon.
No. Like a dragon.
A dragon?
Well, no, it's more like...
Like a short dragon.
What?
The barong is a costume that is made over a frame and it is covered with long hair.
He has a long back that goes like this.
Oh, like a sagging back.
Sagging back of golden scales set with little mirrors. He has a beautifully arched gold tail sticks out of his rump, and from it hangs a square mirror, a bunch of peacock feathers, and a cluster of little bells.
They jingle when he moves.
There is a high gilt crown and a red mask.
And the mask is too small for his big body.
The mask has bulging eyes and snapping jaws.
The power of the barong is in his beard.
In his beard?
It is a tuft of human hair decorated with flowers.
And the barong has two men inside.
Two men form the front and back of the animal. The man in the front operates the mask and snaps the jaws with his hand.
You see? Here he comes.
Oh, I wouldn't want to run into that in the dark.
It can be very funny and very foolish.
What is actually happening here?
The eternal fight between good and evil.
My favorite theme.
The barong represents good and the randa is the evil.
The randa?
Yeah, the queen of the Leia.
The Leia?
Witches.
Oh, we witches.
Randa is a monster, old woman.
An ogress.
She's very scary.
I can imagine.
No, you can't.
Oh.
Randa has naked white body with black strip all over.
But she's not really naked.
No, no, that is her costume.
White with black strips.
Rings a black fur around her long hanging breast.
Sounds lovely.
Her breasts are made of bags of white cloth and filled with sawdust.
She is covered by white hair. It reaches to her feet.
Only the bulging eyes and twisted fang of the mask can be seen.
You know, I think I once dated her.
Her tongue hung out.
Yeah, that's her.
It's a strip of leather 2 feet long.
Painted red.
And ending in flames of gold.
That sounds fabulous.
A row of flame comes from the top of her head.
She wear white glove with long, long claws.
And in her right hand, she holds a white cloth.
A handkerchief.
She uses the cloth to hide her face.
Very horrible face.
When she approaches her victims, the cloth becomes a deadly weapon.
Yeah, she hit people and they die.
Okay, but what is really going on?
The woman, Devi Kunti, has promised the Ranga to sacrifice her Dewa, her son.
The witch takes the son into the forest and ties him to a tree.
Ah, I see.
But unknown to Ranga, Siwa appears.
Who?
God.
Oh, that's God.
God appears and gives Sadeva immortality.
Hmm.
Then the monster Ranga appears and keep trying to kill Sadeva and eat him.
But he's still alive.
Because he is immortal.
Right.
So the Ranga surrenders and asks Sadeva to redeem herself.
And Sadeva agrees and kills the Ranga.
And then?
The Ranga go to heaven.
Ah, a happy ending.
No.
Oh.
Kalika, a servant of Ranga, comes up to Sadeva and asks him,
see the dance, the masks. They are an expression, a playing out of human nature. The elemental forces are characters that come through the masks. The drama is our way to get to know who they are. What we watch on stage, it is not like movies, but what is also inside us. We make friends with it, so we know what it is. This is our psychology, our way of drama.
Well, then she changed herself into fierce bird, but she also defeats.
This is a very long story, isn't it?
So then she changed into Ranga, and he cannot kill her.
Why not?
You can't kill evil unless it wants to be killed.
Of course.
Sadeva married him, and then he changed himself into Varun.
Ah, all right.
The Varun called on his armed warriors to help.
But why are they all staggering around in a trance trying to stick knives into their chests?
Would the Ranga make them do it?
Really?
Ranga put a spell on them so that they try to kill themselves.
But the Varun put in a trance so they cannot hurt himself. And so the fight goes on and on.
Until?
The dance ends.
Ah, but he doesn't defeat the evil Ranga.
No.
No, the struggle between good and evil is unending.
No, no. Good always must win in the end.
But not in this dance.
No.
Why?
That's life.
That was a wonderful dance. Powerful and yet funny. And even in the midst of that big battle with evil, there was all that slapstick. And I love the Baran.
Sometime I'll ask Mari to tell you about the Jalon Arang.
The what?
The Legend of Ranga. It's a dance play. But it's not an ordinary play. It's really an exorcism.
Really?
Mare said that by dramatizing Ranga's triumph, the Balinese want to gain her goodwill.
You mean they're not trying to get rid of evil? They're just trying to appease evil.
Jack, you have to realize that the Balinese believe the gods and demons are constantly at war. Their weapons are their magic powers. And what's at stake are the lives and interests of the Balinese.
Yeah, I know. I've been picking up a few things.
You see, the offerings they make are really to both sides, so they don't attract the wrath of either one, you see?
They're playing it safe.
It's more than that. They believe that only by the proper balance between the negative and the positive forces are they able to maintain the spiritual harmony of the community.
Well, that makes sense, because I...
What?
you saw him.
Who?
Stay here. I'll be right back.
Jack?
He was here, standing by the woodcarver shop. Or was it someone that just looked like him? Oh, wait, is that him? Well, if I can't catch up to an old man, I... Oh, now where is he? Is that way up there? Oh, that's him, that's him. He's making a circle with his arm. From his feet up, around, over his head, and back down, and... Now, where is he? He was standing right in this spot. Right through it. It's only 10 or 15 feet in diameter, I think.
Mr. Jake.
Now, what do you mean? I don't understand.
Evil. Do you understand?
Evil? No, I don't. I don't know if I want to. It's shrieking. It's... Where is it? Vanished.
What are you doing?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing walking back and forth? Did you lose something?
Well, I'm not sure.
What?
It's nothing.
Are you feeling all right?
Well, I'm just being myself. You know, those little squares of banana leaf with a few grains of rice that they put at the base of the statues and doorways.
There is also a very big, very elaborate offering.
Oh, you mean like those pyramids of fruit I saw and flowers?
Yes, and a roast chicken and big mound of cooked pig meat.
Those are offerings?
You see them at the big festivals.
Yeah, but these offerings are for the gods as well as the evil spirits, right?
Yes, but it is not food for them. Not literally, it is really a tax.
A tax?
A traditional habit of the people to give back something of what rightfully belongs to the spirits.
I see.
Did you and Nani have a nice time?
We had a nice time.
I was looking for you. You weren't in your studio.
I'm here now.
You weren't here before.
No.
No? That's it? No.
It's getting late. I better go.
It's all right. You can stay.
She just gets this way.
I just get this way? Right. Uh-huh.
Good night. It's humid. Like living in a hothouse. Actually, it feels wonderful. Sound effect. It's gonna rain tonight. Oh, well. Hello?
It's me.
Oh.
I'm sorry about tonight.
Oh, it's okay.
I should have talked to you about this before.
About what?
You know about these things.
I know about what?
Black magic.
Oh, I see.
When you went to Morocco, you dealt with that, right?
Yes.
And in Brazil, candomblé?
Yeah, but it wasn't just
someone
black magic.
Someone is using black magic against me.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes.
But why do you say that?
They want me out of here.
You mean to leave Bali?
Yeah, or at least to leave Mare.
Well, look, why do you think so?
Because things are being done to me.
Tell me.
It's not any, you know, like defense, really, but it's inside. It's in my mind. I get these really strange thoughts.
Yeah?
Thoughts of revenge, getting even.
That's human.
No, listen to what I'm saying, okay?
All right.
The thoughts are dark. Really dark. Someone is doing this.
Did you offend someone?
I don't know. It could be Nani.
Really?
She wants me out of the way.
Oh, well, she seems so sweet.
Audie thinks so, too.
Look, are you sure you didn't offend someone else? I mean, if this is really happening...
How the hell do you know what's really happening?
Look, you're the one who asked me to come here. Okay, look, tell me about these dark thoughts.
Oh, God,
thoughts.
Audie's coming. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Wait, I... Hello? Trouble in paradise. What did that wise man say? These elementals have families. You open yourself to something negative, such as jealousy, and a whole family will move in and live with you. Oh, boy. Just what I need. Oh, what's that? Is that... That's a performance of some sort. It sounds like a monkey chant. It's strange how they'll do things like that in the middle of the night around here.
They have come?
Yes. What? How did you know?
I know. They have been sent.
What do you mean, they've been sent?
There is one who wishes you ill.
What are you talking about?
She has sent them.
Wait a minute. Are you saying someone's trying to put a spell on me?
Someone in white. Apparently the priest. It looks like he's sprinkling the holy water on the ground. Consecrating the ground. Now he's sprinkling water on the dancers. Blessing them. It's him. It's the old man. He's coming over. He's sprinkling holy water on me.
Mr. Jake.
So, we finally meet.
I hold it open for you.
What?
I hold it open.
He's bringing his arm up from the ground, up over his head in a circle, and around and down. And again, around and down. And there's an opening. Like a round doorway in the air.
Come, my friend. Come.
He wants me to step in.
Come.
Okay. In I go. Down into a valley. But above, clouds are forming. It seems that with every step I take, it's getting darker, more ominous. Are there faces in those clouds? Weird. Almost demonic. I don't like the direction this path is taking me, in more ways than one. Down into a forest. Those black clouds seething above, those distinct faces leering down at me, shadows watching me, eyes in the darkness watching me. There's a gorge. It cuts across the path, a long narrow ridge over the gorge. Why should I cross? What am I walking into? What's the purpose of this? Who needs this? That's it. B, let's backtrack. It's all uphill. What was that? Something in the path. Something large. And rather unpleasant, I think. Nice fangs, though. I don't think it's planning to step aside. One of us has got to move. But if I step off, I think I'll be lost. This path is my only thread back to the light. What?
Remember the stillness of stone.
The stillness of stone. Does he mean the temple? If I let it begin in my chest and spread through my body, I feel I'm becoming stiff as stone. But I will say, my body has never felt so firm before. Okay, now on up the path. Look, I don't know who or what you are, but step aside. I'm coming through. Yeah, don't kid me. This is your last chance, buddy. So that. All right. You win.
Don't.
What?
Don't.
Let me try this again. If I get up to answer.
Don't.
Okay, I won't. Stopped. What? Tiffany? What is it?
Help me.
What's wrong?
They are calling inside.
Who?
They are inside me.
Who, Tiffany?
They're feeding off me.
Well, tell me, who are they?
They're making me do it.
What are they making you do?
More and more are moving than they ever been.
Tiffany, listen, you have to let me help you. Right now, you're just dreaming. But when you're awake, I don't want you to pretend you don't know about this, okay? I'll help you, Tiffany, but don't fight me. Do you understand? Tiffany. Tiffany.